This is St. Louis Public Radio. In just a few months, Missourians will be able to buy medical marijuana for the first time. Patients need a doctor's permission, but not all physicians feel comfortable certifying patients. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports.
All finished?
At Green Health Docks in Maryland Heights, the walls are painted a bright grass green. In the waiting room, a television broadcasts a cannabis cooking show called Munchies. Medical marijuana is new for 68-year-old Brenda Lane. She struggles to get out of a low-slung saucer chair, the kind you see in dorm rooms. In her hand, she has a packet of papers.
It's one page. There's three pages all together of prescriptions.
Lane of St. Peter's has rheumatoid arthritis, kidney failure, and glaucoma, certifying conditions that permit marijuana use. She's in constant pain.
That's how I tell I'm alive, is if I wake up, I'm in pain. Yep, I'm alive.
Lane says her doctor at Missouri Baptist Hospital was trying to wean her off opioids, but wouldn't certify her to use medical marijuana instead. So she went to the Maryland Heights Clinic. Lane's experience with her doctor isn't rare. Medical marijuana is now legal in Missouri, and any doctor in good standing can certify a patient to use it if they have a qualifying condition. But physicians are split on whether they should recommend it. Kirkwood-based orthopedic doctor Patricia Herford wasn't always comfortable with the idea of medical marijuana.
I felt like it was maybe a gateway drug, or there wasn't enough science to support its use.
Herford also practices in Illinois. After that state approved medical cannabis, she began to change her mind. Her patients, many dealing with chronic pain, started asking her about using it. After one patient had tried everything, Herford decided to give it a shot.
I certified a patient who I could not control their pain with medications, both opioid and non-opioids. After that patient was certified, I saw a dramatic change.
Now, Herford is one of the St. Louis area doctors certifying patients in Missouri. She says most of the people she certifies are existing patients. For some doctors, though, potential risks outweigh benefits.
I think that the cart's in front of the horse a bit.
Fred Rotnick is the director of community medicine at St. Louis University.
So even though states have legalized medical and recreational cannabis use, at a federal level, it still has not been receiving the green light.
In other words, the usual methods used to test if drugs are safe or effective, clinical trials, FDA approval, just don't exist for medical marijuana.
If we're going to talk about cannabis as a medication, it's important for us to have this medication reviewed, studied, establish a safety profile, and understand what it does with the body.
He says until those tests are done, he's just not comfortable certifying. Rotnick's views mirror those of established medical organizations. The American Medical Association has advised health systems to not recommend non-FDA-approved cannabis use until doctors know more. And the Missouri State Medical Association is calling for federal legalization of marijuana to permit research. At least one major hospital system in St. Louis, Mercy, is not allowing its physicians to certify patients. But Patricia Herford says doctors have long prescribed medicines and procedures for non-FDA-approved use.
Physicians do that all the time. Those are off-label or non-clinically supported treatments that are, in their minds, the physician's minds, effective and safe.
And she says there is medical research on marijuana's effectiveness. It's been legal for years and even decades in other states and countries. In the waiting room at Green Health Docs, Brenda Lane says she couldn't care less about clinical trials or FDA approval.
No. If you live in as much pain as I live in every day, no. I have no wavering thought about it at all.
When her name is called, she enters a small private room and video chats with a doctor who is certifying dozens of patients each day. Less than half an hour later, she emerges and expects to get a card in about a week. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.